Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We got Zach Wolchuk rocking and rolling with us today. We'll get to why that is in just a second. And in the 11 o'clock hour and the noon o'clock hour, we will be giving away pairs of Stars tickets. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring in our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. Zach, how's things going?
Fantastic. Good to catch up with you, Mick.
Now, I'm glad that Zach is here, but I'm a little concerned, Mickey.
Why is that?
Corey said he's sick, but do you think there's any chance he was arrested in these gambling investigations that also took down Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Because I haven't heard from him since he said he was sick at like 3 in the morning. So
and
I wonder
if
that's...
guys did what?
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
No.
Okay. So Chauncey Billups, the Trailblazers head coach, and the Heat guard Terry Rozier, among several other people, I think it's like 35 people, got arrested in a gambling investigation. Terry Rozier, he's been implicated in maybe shaving points off or giving a professional gambler insights like 2 years ago. And then Chauncey Billups is implicated in a mafia underground card game that included X-ray tables and special contacts with invisible ink on the back of cards to cheat in these games.
Was he next to Tony Soprano?
It does feel like that, doesn't it?
Golly.
Where's the gabagool?
Yeah.
It feels like Chauncey Billups is the Trailblazers head coach and coach of waste management.
Head coach?
Yes.
Now, did he do this before he was the head coach?
I don't think so.
Oh, my.
Mm. Now,
which means you're probably in debt and do something that they're taking advantage of.
Okay, so think about this, Mickey, and this kind of crosses over into the world of football. I'm not saying like Cowboys players are implicated or anything of the like, but it feels like a tough spot for sports when this is happening, but also like when you see it covered on ESPN, they have the ESPN bet tracker.
Oh, yeah.
At the bottom.
Or and during the game.
Yes. Or you're going to Caesars Stadium or whatever. Like how are sports leagues supposed to square that up versus like this is a big story right now?
And like having a team in Vegas?
Yes. Yes.
And having all the advertising they have during the games?
It feels, dare I say, somewhat hypocritical.
Well, it's kind of scary that it'll catch up with you. Yeah. And then I see where the NCAA said, well, yeah, college athletes, they can be like normal people. They can bet.
Yeah, they can bet on pro sports.
Yeah, well, where are you going to draw the line?
There's no chance of a slippery slope there, right?
Oh, man.
No chance.
For one, would never violate rules.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. And
in so many ways.
But when you see how much money is involved in gambling, there's no way we're going backwards, right?
Yeah, you would think so, huh?
Yeah.
But there's so much money involved.
So
think about it.
There's your update. Hopefully,
thank you.
Hopefully Corey is not involved.
They didn't come knock on the door.
Yeah. If you hear him tomorrow, he's free and clear. If you don't...
We got problems.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I heard Schottenheimer talking about this yesterday in his press conference, and I used to hear combat sports athletes talk about this all the time, how big of a deal it actually is to be up, like not at the stadium, but a mile high. And Shotty talked about hydration. Are there anything else that you think can be done or is being done to help prepare for a unique environment?
Yeah, I think the hydration is real. You know, I usually go up there, you know, in the mountains skiing every year, and I have learned that to drink a lot of water on the way beforehand, and once you get there, and don't down like 6 beers once you're in altitude. So you would hope these guys aren't drinking the night before, but the altitude and the alcohol is real, especially when you first get there. Mm-hmm. I can vouch for that. I learned some lessons.
Oh, I was going to say, it definitely sounded like you chugged the six beers.
Yeah. No, I don't do that anymore, especially when you get older. Maybe when you're 21, you can deal with it, right? But yeah, the hydration part is, I think, is real. And the initial, to me, it's the initial shock, like when you first get there and you do something or exert yourself. It's like, huh, I thought I was in good shape.
Right.
You know? And then you sort of get used to it. I think the second, third day, for sure. I can remember we were in Mexico City for a preseason game.
Oh yeah.
So it had to be back in the late 90s or whenever they were there. And I remember being on the treadmill, and Mike Zimmer was next to me, right? And we were on the treadmill, and I was sitting there, and it was early, like. And I hadn't been on there that long, and I'm dying. And I said, Mike, what's the deal? And he goes, you forgot you're at altitude. And I said, oh, yes, that's right. They could set Olympic long jump records here in Mexico City.
Yeah, yeah, man.
So there is something to it. It's, you know, and then the other thing is, and I think, I can't remember if I mentioned it with you guys yesterday or not, but they remind you every step of the way of, what is it, 5,240 feet or whatever 80. It is.
Yeah.
80. Yeah. Like at the free throw line in basketball.
Yeah.
So, they'll put it in your head from a mental aspect.
I know a lot of people have talked about Trayvon Diggs being in concussion protocol, and I totally understand. But I also keep seeing Wanya Thomas with the migraine.
Yeah.
Issues, and that also...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So feels pretty concerning for him as a human and as a football player.
Yeah, because it started last week.
Yeah.
And you know, they were listing him as did not or limited, and then he didn't play. So, that's somewhat concerning that it's still going on. And, you know, I guess right away you think concussion, but if it was a concussion, he'd be in concussion protocol. So it's got to be something more, which means that, you know, two of your top four safeties would be missing with Malik Hooker still out.
Right.
And he was kind of a chess piece that they can use back, they can use close to the line of scrimmage. And Marquise Bell now has kind of taken over that role. And if Donovan Wilson can't go, then Marquise Bell and then Clark, Johnny Clark, is that how I say his first name? Would be your safeties. And yeah, you're starting to get a little thin there. Not to mention missing one of your corners,
sure. If
indeed he's still in concussion protocol. And if he doesn't do anything today, then I think he's out.
Are we getting positive news that maybe Cooper Beebe could be back in the lineup?
Yeah, you know, here's the deal with Beebe. You know, because the other two guys, Revelle and Overshown, you know, they hadn't played any football since their injuries, right? And so it's going to take them probably the full 21 days to get back. But at least Beebe, you know, had the whole offseason. He had the whole training camp. He actually played in a game or so. And so it's not like he's got to remember how to play football. And talking to him yesterday, he thought that he was pretty good. He said initially, and this happens to any of us that have suffered some sort of injury, when you come back, the first thing is, okay, I'm physically healthy, but is it really good? Can I trust it? And he said the first couple times out there, it was like, oh, I don't know. And then he said it came around. So the limited part, again, for him is he didn't take all the snaps. It wasn't like he was physically limited. That was on purpose, not to rush him. But he thought that there was a chance he could play, and if not, for sure next week.
Okay.
And so that would really help if you actually had your starting offensive line back together again. Because I know after, you know, the backups played well against the Jets, I heard some people go, well, dude, I don't know. They played so well. Let's just keep those guys out there. And it's like, yeah, maybe not so much.
He's talking about Gavin Dawson, I feel like.
And then the other thing is the other team can now has tape on the backups, right?
Exactly.
And they can figure out where their weaknesses are and then attack them the next week. And I guarantee you that happened the following week with Carolina.
Now, Overshown has, look, I love DeMarvion Overshown.
He's just amazing, isn't he?
Yeah, personality-wise, ability.
Yeah.
And he has said November 17th, ironically enough, since we were just talking about this, against Vegas and the Raiders in primetime with the world and the gamblers watching. Does that sound like, when you were talking about taking the full ramp-up period, does that sound about right in terms of a potential return date for him?
Yeah, because if they start the 21, then that would be the week that they would have to at least put him on the 53.
Right.
Right? The 21 days would be up. And I always thought if he wasn't ready for that game, then he's not going to play until after Thanksgiving, because you're not going to send him out the Sunday before Thanksgiving and say, hey, big guy, 4 days later, you're playing again. That's probably not going to happen after you've not played football since December 9th. So I always thought after the bye, if he can be ready for that November 17th game, then that's probably the target date. And it looks like in his mind and probably their mind, starting the practice 21-day window this week, that's kind of what they're looking at. Because there's nothing wrong with him. Physically, I can watch him do all that stuff. And, you know, usually the guys are on the cords, the resistant cords, and they do their one set or whatever, and then they take the belt off or the buckle off and buckle somebody else, and the other guy stands and watch. He doesn't watch. He just simulates what the other guy's doing without the cord. So that's where that's him, though, right? And so I think physically he's good. He's just got to remember, because Wednesday would have been the first time he had pads on since he tore his ACL in December. So it takes a while to get back to playing actual football. And, you know, it's simulated in practice, but at least you got a helmet on and pads to kind of help you out. So, yeah, I think that's realistic from him. I mean, for him, he'd play, you know, Sunday.
I'm sure.
Right?
Gosh.
What a smile. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
He's an absolute force of nature. When it comes to Jonathan Mingo, he's making his debut, Mickey. So what do you think that has ramification-wise, like the domino effect now to the rest of the wide receivers?
Yeah, because I'm thinking that's six wide receivers, right?
Yeah.
Can all six be active on Sunday? Because if they are, then you're shorting yourself somewhere else. So, you know, I like the fact that it's another – kind of big outside body at wide receiver. And the fact that they kind of have, you know, they'll put, we know that, CD in the slot. I've seen, George Pickens go in the slot at times. And so if you're doing that, then you need outside guys, right? And they don't always put Kevontae Turpin outside unless they motion him. Sort of the way they did on the little short pass that he turned into 15 yards. It gets a little crowded because Flannoy is, you know, a guy they use outside. Tolbert's a guy they use outside. Can they have all these guys active on game day? No, maybe you look at Kevontae Turpin, and I, as you know, I'm behind using him as a wide receiver.
For
but
sure.
Maybe you count him as a special teams guy. Right. And then say, OK, I got five wide receivers, but they better use him and use that speed, because I bet he gets faster a mile high.
I could see that. Don't we all? Thank you very much for the time. Good, sir. We will catch with you again tomorrow.
OK, sounds good. See you guys.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.